Just over a year ago, I spoke with Jerry Longman, who had written a story for the New York Times about the football program at Martin Luther King High School in Philadelphia. Citing the city's budget crisis, Philadelphia's administrators had combined Martin Luther King with Germantown High School, which was closing. Longman felt the merger might pose challenges.
The problem is that, you know, the schools were fierce rivals for decades. They play annually on Thanksgiving. So there was the issue of sort of forming a coherent team from rivals. And as well as there's some concern, some people believe it's overstated, that these players are from different neighborhoods and there could be problems with violence as students cross neighborhood lines in a very provincial city.
The subject appealed to documentary filmmaker Judd Ehrlich, and his film about the first football season after the merger is called We Could Be King. Judd Ehrlich, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
I'm also joined by the coach of the Martin Luther King High football team, Ed Dunn. Ed, welcome.
Thank you.
Ed, early in the film, you talk a little about your own motivation. Let's listen to some of that.
When I was in high school, one of my best friends was killed over pretty much nothing. It was over, you know, a video game or something silly like that.
Your friend's death inspired you to be a teacher. I wonder, did it also lead you to believe that football as an activity makes it less likely that young men will get into trouble?
Yes, not just only his death, but kind of our two paths in life. And part of the reason why I wasn't in some of the environments that he was in was because of the activities that were made available to me. The primary one would be football. Mm-hmm. And so that enabled me to have a positive outlet for all of my teenage angst, whether it be anger or boredom, whatever the case may be, gave me something to believe in.
Judd, Ed Dunn actually took the head coaching job without a salary because at the beginning of the school year there was no money for a football program, no money for much of anything at that high school. Was that part of what made this an appealing subject for you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Coach Dunn is the real deal. This was something that he was so dedicated to, believed in so much, along with all of the other volunteer coaches on the team. And Coach Dunn is also 28 years old now. He was 27 years old when we made the film. Another remarkable fact to me.
Ed, your team did not find on-the-field success right away. Let's play another clip from a game early in that season.
Cougars down 13 at the half.
Get with your brothers. Pull him up. Keep your head up, man. The whole city counting on us quitting. The whole city expecting y'all to quit now. Pull your brother up. It's our turn to shock the world.
How long did it take you to convince these players that they were, in fact, brothers and that their mission was to shock the world?
We had high hopes. We knew we had a talented football team. However, after we lost those first two football games, I think it really humbled the kids. We knew that we pretty much had to run the table to even get an opportunity to get in the playoffs. The whole demeanor of the football team changed, and they were more dedicated to making sure that they got back on track.
One of the players most prominent in the film is Sal Henderson, at least until he's arrested and charged with robbery. Judd, obviously you weren't pleased to see that happen, but I wonder if it was the type of storyline that you feared might become part of the movie.
Well, you know, something that we talk about in the film is that this is not an uncommon occurrence in neighborhoods like Northwest Philadelphia. You know, by accident of birth, these kids are dealing with things that a lot of other kids don't have to deal with. This was a reality that happened in front of us, and it was something that we wanted to shed some light on.
There's a moment in the film that I found especially powerful when one of the assistant coaches, Michelle Grace, is making a case for budgetary inclusion of sports, and she says, a lot of these kids wouldn't come to school if it weren't for sports. Ed, is that true?
A lot of these kids, it's hard for them at their age and from where they come from to make a connection between academics and success. And so what we try to use football as a carrot, because football is one of those things that's easy to understand and easy to fall in love with. And I think that all kids value education and value the academic piece. I just don't think that they completely understand the work that needs to go into it in order to be successful to actually go to college.
The film ends with Martin Luther King High's ascending to the top of the high school football heap in Philadelphia, at which point, Ed, you are understandably delighted. Let's listen to a little of what you had to say at that point.
We got the toughest kids in the city. All we got to do is cultivate them. They got so much potential. You think that you've seen something on that football field? Watch the next 20 years of these kids' lives.
Judd, did you take that challenge seriously? Have you any thoughts of doing a follow-up documentary in, oh, say, 20 years?
It's funny you should mention that. We just got back from following the Cougars during their Hell Week practice, and it's going to be on ESPN next week. So people want more. And, 6 months after the season, we're following what's going to happen with this team next year.
I think next year is great, but I really am interested in 20 years on.
I would love to do this as sort of a 7-Up series, and I feel a real connection with these guys. And, we just got back from Hell Week, but I miss them already.
Ed, are the circumstances, both academic and athletic, at Martin Luther King High any more stable now than they were when you had to coach the football team without a salary?
I think that we're moving in the right direction. The state is providing some more funding for schools to make sure that we have some sustainability for these kids, because a lot of times schools are the most secure and consistent places for these kids. And the attention that the film has brought additional resources from, companies like Dick's Sporting Goods, sponsoring us and Under Armour. And not only from those big companies, but from the community, from parents to graduates to alumni, whatever the case may be. Everybody wants an all-hands-on-deck approach to not only athletically, but academically. And I think that when more people get involved, you can then provide more opportunities for your student-athletes.
Ed Dunn is the head coach of the football team at Martin Luther King High School in Philadelphia. Ed, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
And Judd Ehrlich is the director of the film We Could Be King, available now on video on demand. Judd, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Those updates from the Cougars' Hell Week practices will be aired this Monday through Friday during the 9 p.m. hour of ESPN SportsCenter. To watch a We Could Be King trailer, please visit onlyagame.org.